Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance.
It doesn't get any better than Van Morrison.
Get all the leaves on the trees.
It doesn't get any better than moon dance.
To the sound of the
welcome back. Glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. It doesn't get any better than the Small Business Advocate Show. That's the story I'm sticking to. I'm glad you're here, and we got our good friend Ken Tenser here. And it just doesn't get any better, folks. Ken is the CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc. And causeofdisturbance.com is his website. That's another one of his books. Title of one of his books, also The 90% Rule. We're talking about innovation. We're talking about getting innovation institutionalized, folks, getting it installed, getting it in the operation of the business. A lot of people can be innovative and then come up with great ideas, and maybe they are the right ideas, but getting it installed, getting it into the company is the hard part, Ken. And one of the things that I remind people about, if you want to know where your grounding rod is, if you want to know where your true north is, if you want to know what you're really supposed to be doing, whatever that may be, maintaining course or turning things upside down, all of that is inside the customer's head, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know, we've talked about it before. A lot of people think, you know, the first part of innovation is creativity, and I just believe it's listening to the customer. At some point, you have to be creative to come up with the answers, but the questions you're answering are in the customer's head. They are in what they're doing and what they're asking for. And it, you know, it goes back to that first example from the last segment, Jim. I mean, you get a report that says sitting at desk isn't healthy for you. So That's the need. That's the opportunity to be innovative. That's the, that's the invitation. And the answer then becomes desks where you can sit and stand. And that's what you've got to be looking for as a company continuously.
One of the things,
you know,
go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, and for me, it's not once you've found it. What I'm saying and what we're talking about in terms of institutionalizing operations, it's get your full team in front of the whiteboard, not just the ideation people, not just the creative people. Anyone and everyone from all the verticals, again, HR, ops, map it out. Here's the opportunity in the market. Okay, we've defined that, but what does it mean? It's not good enough to walk out again and just say, go make it happen. And for sales to say we need it, We got to sit down and think about the impact. You know, a simple change from a flat desk to one that raises means your tool and dies are going to be completely different. It means you're going to be sourcing from different people and probably in different parts of the world to find the right components. It's not enough to say go make it happen. You have to figure out what that means to everybody and form a team, you know, that incorporates operations, supply chain, buying, and support them. Because that's where the pressure is. The pressure is to get that idea to market in a way that you can make money at it. So, you know, again, don't tell people, you just got to do it. You got to support them.
Isn't the one of the keys to innovation these days with everything moving so fast? Well, let me rephrase this. My wife is a pianist. She's a professional pianist or an organist, and she has little bitty hands. It's amazing what she can get out of a keyboard. And she said one of her instructors told her one time that the key to doing this thing where people like it is not remembering what keys to play, but which ones to leave out, which notes to leave out. And so my question is, you know, at a small business, with things moving so fast, isn't triage a critical part of innovation? I mean, don't you have to say, okay, yes, I'd like to have that, but that's just not, my organization, in the time that we have, the capital that we have, the people that we have, my organization is not going to pull that off. But we can do this, And even though it's not exactly the other one, as good as the other one, that's the one I got to go with. What do you think about that? What do you think about triaging innovation?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you got to make decisions, and it goes back to the 90% rule and asking yourself, what's the next 10%?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a small business, you can't solve every problem, but there probably are ones that you can attack. And I think in terms of triaging innovation, you have to remember that, you know, this whole world of outsourcing, you don't have to do everything yourself. And that goes from having all the intellectual capital internally. You can borrow operations capital as easily as you can borrow other people's manufacturing plants.
Right.
So, yes, you know, never overextend. Always work within yourself. But realize you don't have to do it alone anymore. You don't have to build. You can borrow capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe when you talk to your people, say, folks, here's one thing that's not up for discussion or debate, whether we innovate this year or not. Now, what we debate about and what we discuss is, what does that look like? So you know you're going to have to innovate this year. You're not going to be able to stay here. So help us decide, what are we going to do? What do you think about that conversation?
Oh, completely, Jim. Completely agree. I mean, and it goes to the how. Again, it goes to the how because you have to do things differently. And, you know, there's one beautiful McKinsey model, and it's so simple. It's three horizons.
Quickly.
And it's what you're going to do today, tomorrow, and a year from now.
There you go. Hey, Ken, good job today. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Ken Tinsel, ladies and gentlemen. CauseOfDisturbance.com. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.